Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Meaningful Ministry. God meets our need to meet others' needs. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I eat food so that I have energy for the day. I exercise so that I can be strong and healthy. I hang out with my family and friends so that I can continue to grow our relationships. I read my Bible so that I can be strengthened through God's Word. God has some so that phrases too. God sent his son Jesus so that we would have eternal life. Jesus lived a perfect life so that he could be our perfect substitute. The Holy Spirit gives us the words so that we can tell others of the love of Christ. And finally, the one we're pondering today. God provides for us and meets our needs so that we can help to meet the needs of others. Have you ever wondered why God continues to bless you? There are times when just the right thing falls into our lap at the perfect moment when we truly need it. If you're anything like me, you have never been without a roof over your head, whether it's your own or a friend's or a family member's. You've never been without enough food or drink to live. You've always had love from friends or family to support you. And I bet there are so many additional blessings you have that you could honestly live without, but they add some fun and comfort to your life. Thank you, God, for all you've given us. As our Bible verses for today state, God provides for us in every way. Then they go on to give us a reason for God's generosity towards us, so that you can be generous on every occasion. Out of thanks to God for all he's blessed us with, we in turn help others. We share a meal with them. We donate clothes. We offer a helping hand to fix a car or a leaky sink. What about those people who need help that are not your friends? Let's take some notes from Jesus himself. Jesus was a friend of sinners, so much so that he was chastised by some for it. He welcomed tax collectors as friends. He healed foreigners. He fed over 5,000 strangers at one time. Let's be like Jesus. Let's not only be wildly generous to our friends and family, let's love friends and strangers alike, sharing a helping hand to anyone in need. That's showing the love of Christ. That's demonstrating thankfulness to the one who gave everything so that we might be saved. Maybe you know the song, This Little Light of Mine. You might be able to sing it in your head. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. It goes on repeating itself. God has given us the brightest light in this sin-darkened world. He has given us hope of eternal life with him. Let your light shine in your words and your actions repeatedly so that all might know the love of their heavenly Father. We pray. Dear God, giver of all good gifts, thank you for all the blessings you constantly shower upon us so that we might bless others too. Help us overflow with thankfulness for your goodness so that those around us, strangers or friends, might come to see you through our words and actions. Remind us that all we have comes from you. May we emulate your generosity each day in our lives. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.